Brevard County's praise and worship station. Your radios are tuned in to WMIE 91.5 FM.
Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with pastors Errol and Emily Beckford and Diana Robinson from Living Word Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE.
Bible faith, not somebody's faith. Bible faith. Let's read what Bible faith is. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Let's read it. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, evidence things not seen. All right, so we stay there. Now, faith is something, and it is substance. If you underline the word substance there, it means, another word, it's substance means tangible, real. The substance of something is tangible. It is real. So when somebody talking faith to you, this must first hit your mind. They're talking something tangible. Now, faith is substance of a thing. A thing, okay? We could say the phone is a what? A thing, right? This phone is a thing. What we know about it is what? Real. It is what? Tangible. You can see it, touch it, and you can use it because it is what? Real. It's tangible. See, I got to get you out of one thing I know, most of us, when we're in church, we get so spiritual in the cloud that we just miss it all. I want to bring you here so we can get it. And then we can get spiritual, right? So now faith is substance of things that I'm open for. That means if I'm hoping for something, I know a couple things. It exists. I don't hope for something that doesn't what? Exist. Am I talking to you this morning? I'm just a teacher. I'm not going to preach. I'm just teaching you. So just consider you in school right now. The school of the spirit. So watch this. So I'm open. When I hope for something, I know it exists. It's a foolish man to be open for something that doesn't exist. So faith is a substance of the things hoped for. And then it continues, the evidence of that thing that I'm hoping for that is not seen. Okay. So I'm hoping for this thing here that is real, but I don't see it. All right, so let me explain this now. You first got to win the battle where? In the mind. Before you can win it where? When it's in your hand, you can what? See it. All right. Physically now. When it's in your mind, you can only hope for it when it's in your mind. But it's not yet in your hand. So I got to get it first from my mind to my hand. Are you somebody over there get it? So here, you have to see it before you see it. You have to watch this. I have to see it. Yeah, before I see it. So it's two times. I first have to see it before the second time when I see it, when it's in my hand. The second time when I see it, it's nowhere in my hand. But it didn't come in my hand before I first see it in my mind. All right, you get that, guys? So let's define it now. We can define, after all of that, we can define it by saying faith is an unseen reality. Faith is the unseen reality. Let's say it all together. Faith is the unseen reality. Faith is reality, but it is unseen. Let me come over here. Faith is what? Reality, that is what? Unseen. So that's the problem we got. Because we are accustomed only to things that are seen. So my problem and your problem is that the things that we see is the things that we believe. And the things that we see, we must able to touch it. You remember that? Okay. You remember the story with the disciple after Jesus came back from the dead. All right. Let me refresh your mind. Now, the disciple knew that Jesus was crucified. Fact. He was up on a cross and he was crucified, died, and they also knew that he was in a what? Tomb. And they also know he is what? Dead. Those are all physical reality. Are you get that? Those that I just named there are all physical reality. We are prone and in tune only to physical reality, but not spiritual reality. There's a difference between the two. See, we are so in tune with physical reality rather than spiritual reality. So let's talk about the disciples now. After the third day, Jesus came back from the dead and was among people that see him. And they were just like us, were blabbing it over the town that Jesus is what? That Jesus is alive. And if it was now, oh boy, we would be on our phone, man. There would be texts going, text all day. We will be texting, we'll be doing, we will be taking picture. If I see Jesus, we will take a picture, right? Live stream. Oh man, we will be doing a lot of live streaming. But they did not have that. All they have is to go by their word. And so there was a disciple by the name Thomas. Thomas heard that he's what? Alive. He says, how could that be? Because the only way I'm going to believe what? I want some physical proof. He said, if I going to believe what you telling me, I have to see what? For myself. And I'm not going to take that guy for Jesus now. I got to see what? I got to look at his hand because I saw a nail goes through his hand and it must make a mark. And I saw a nail went through his feet. And it also must leave a mark. So if I'm going to believe, I have to see the nail print in his hand and the nail print in his feet in order for me to believe. That's us today. In order for us to believe anything spiritual, we first have to see it physically. If we can't see it physically, we won't believe. And that's why we miss the miracles of God. And I'm going to show it to you. In Hebrews chapter 11, I'll slip down to verse 6. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. But I'm building this. Are you with me this morning? Says here, let's read. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. So we're going to cut through all the noise and look at the word. It says, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe first that he exists. We got to settle this. It's not being a member of a church and it's a nice church. Forget that. Because that doesn't prove that there is a God. He who comes to God must first have an experience with that God. And now you know, and now you know, that you know that God exists. Why? Because I have an encounter with God. And no one has to prep you up about God. When you know something, you know something. There's a knowing thing. I know it. You don't have to tell me about God, that God exists. I know he exists because I have an encounter with him. He who comes to God has to settle that. And if I know he exists, I also know something else, that he's a rewarder now, that he's going to reward me for serving him. Hallelujah. So I don't have to worry no more because he exists. And he's a what? A rewarder. So whatever I need, I know it is in God. And God will reward me. He's a rewarder. So faith is a what? Unseen reality. Now, here's it. We know for sure faith is an unseen reality. God exists in the unseen realm. The realm of the unseen. Everything works with God is in the realm of the unseen. So this is our struggle. Just stay with me, and then you get this thing. Everything with God works from the unseen realm to the seen realm. But we want it first from the seen realm. And then because it doesn't work from the seen realm first, we give up.
Thank you for being a part of the Make Your Day Count family. Join us at Living Word Church, where we do life together. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make your day count. Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the living word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
It's all too